funny and stuff like that. So I hear a nigger just,
And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
Welcome back to the Awkward Thinking Podcast. I'm your boy, Darren.
What up? I'm Patrick.
And we are the friends you never knew you needed. All that in a bag of chips. Regular guys with awkward lives. Awkward thinkers. White people claps in the building. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Leave a review for the community to keep growing. Become a thinker today. What else do they need to do, Vincent?
Make sure you like, you comment, and you subscribe. Share us. Share. If you on YouTube, send it out to everybody. If you on TikTok, send us out to everybody you know. Leave a comment. Leaving comments actually helps us generate shit on our channel. Leave comments and shit.
So the algorithm can rhythm and rigmarole. That's what I was trying to get to. So it can rigmarole. We have a person that's back. We thought we were going to terminate her. We thought it was going to be over for her. And she keeps coming back. It's like a drug addict.
It's no, it's the mouse if you give a mouse a cookie.
Exactly.
If you give Sharice some spotlight.
Mm-hmm. And that's what happens. So we have the Zordon of the pod back with us. Woo! Yo, white people clap for Reese.
Shout out to Sharice.
Black people clap. I don't do all of that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Not
she's not. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you've been gone. What? So... let us know how your process of you being gone for forever.
Because you left us.
You said on crack?
No. I didn't say, well, technically you were in a place where it is a lot of people, crackheads. A lot of fat. Crack.
What did I say? I just came back from L.A., you guys.
Oh. No.
You said that like you got flued out.
You got flued out?
I did get flued out.
She got flued out.
Flued out for real.
Did you have to throw some ass?
I definitely got flued out. Did I have a plus one?
No, did you have to throw some ass to get flued out?
That's for me to know and you to find out.
Mm-hmm. We love a nine kiss and tell her, okay.
No, but I had so much fun. I went to go surprise a friend.
Okay.
Jock T. Them.
Okay, all right. Shout out to Jock. Married. Yes, it's beautiful.
So I went to go surprise him. He was very surprised. What I can say is L.A. is a different fucking place. It's very crazy. It's a lot of powder. It's a lot of prostitutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did you buy one?
I thought about it, but you know, my funds, I was like, yeah, that's not in my budget.
Would you pay for some dick though? Like, if it was like, oh,
no,
you out?
Absolutely fucking not. Y'all not worth that.
I'm just saying, if you out, like, you know how we in the
y'all
DR.
Not worth paying for nothing.
What if it's a, like, you know, what's that Good Burger shit? What if it's a Mondo dick?
That's still not worth paying for it.
I don't know.
You niggas not shit. It's not worth paying for it.
Go ahead, talk your shit, Vince, because
you done ran across. I can put this shit on the shelf.
Yeah, it'd be 2-for-1 sale. Hell nah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this bitch limited time on the shelf full price.
Y'all should be on clearance. But I had a ball, though. I had a ball. L.A. was amazing. I can't wait to go back. I seen a lot, did a lot.
Okay. That's dope.
Did you bring back some weed?
No.
Yes, I did.
Oh,
I did bring
you smuggled it.
Where'd you put it? You know you are from Detroit, and you know Detroit is good for a stuffer. Mm-hmm. So Sharice is a stuffer. This is gonna be the title of the episode.
I got two stuffers.
Yep. She was stuffing on the plane.
Please get the fuck. I didn't stuff anything in me. But I definitely stuffed it in the bag. Now. Okay. That was my first time.
You was nervous.
Smuggling. Yes, I was nervous as fuck.
What if they would have stopped you, TSA?
What happens if they do? Like,
I think you go to jail.
I'm sorry, you need to step out of line. Yeah.
Yeah, you go to jail for that.
For a little 3-5?
I don't know. I don't know how
you
risk
that for a 3-5?
Hell yeah.
Sharice, what if they would have had the hounds in there and then would have chased
no,
you down?
No, but it's my check bag.
It don't matter. They could have pulled that shit off like, yo, you smuggling drugs to this bitch.
They ain't gonna do. I don't feel like they'd do some shit for no 3-5.
Shit.
Only if it was like some pounds or some shit like that.
I think they would do the most. I'd be thinking, like, even when they bring in the dogs, like, in the airport, I'd be thinking, like, I'm not a drug dealer. I don't have any drugs. But I'm like, you know, what if this nigga starts sniffing though? Me, huh?
It would kind of be full circle for you because of your scared, beyond scared straight moment.
Yeah.
It'd kind of be like, it'll come full circle.
And you need to learn your lesson. I don't think you've,
my trauma.
I don't think you've ever learned your lesson yet.
No.
Because you still be scamming too, don't you?
Yeah.
I don't be
scamming. Yeah. She does be scamming.
She be plugging on
She be scamming.
Don't be telling everybody my business.
Tell it all. Tell it all.
That would be the worst, like, thing, like, a reason to be on a no-fly list.
It's for scamming?
No, for, like, just a 3-5.
Hey, people are in jail
like,
to this day
you
want to
go out
3-5.
The country? I'd be like,
fuck it.
I can't even fly.
But well, I would tell, like, if I got booked for a 3-5 or some shit like that, I would tell a most dramatic ass story. Like, yeah, I was moving packs. I was doing, like, niggas
this
ain't
shit
going.
Was El Chapo
I would have said I had coke in that bitch.
Yeah, like, I would have made my story, like, I would have got tattoos on my face.
I would have been Griselda for sure.
Oh, yeah. I was like, who the fuck is that? Oh, yeah.
You was thinking about the New York.
Yeah, days. I was like, okay, I like Benny the Butcher.
I be knowing some shit that.
So a little bit into our lives. How you been, Vince?
I've been good, bro. Really just chilling, staying out the ways, trying to stay focused. Again, I'm trying to unbag my back.
Okay,
I went biking. That was nice. Shit was humbling, though.
Let the people know.
You know, as a kid, I rode bikes and shit all the time. So I'm like, I'm going to get this bike. I'm going to ride it down this bike trail. You know, this shit going to be easy, a nice little fun, cool workout. I get to ride that bitch. I'm on that bitch literally a minute and a half.
Are
and
you
I'm
serious?
Like, nigga, my heart.
I really love bike riding.
Have you been bike riding
the last
as
time
an adult?
I went bike riding. It was me and Charlie. We went, it had to be like 2 years ago. Yeah, two years ago, I was at a park.
Mm. Yeah. You got a bike at home?
Well, he had a bike. Like, I didn't have a bike.
He
I want
just had
a bike,
a spare?
Yeah, he got a hella bike to his
at
bike.
Target.
With that. Yeah.
They were cheap.
It was fun. I didn't, like, pass out of
that shit had my heart. I ain't gonna lie, I had to
it
stop
was like hills
times.
Y'all was going down?
No, it was a straight-ass bike path. It was a regular-ass, straight-ass bike path. And it was just, I had smoked that morning.
That's probably why.
Yeah, and then I'm a little unhealthy. I got to get back active for real. And I think that is what taught me that.
Okay, all right.
You got something you want to
ask? No, I was literally asking because I was going to put in a scenario, like, what if something is chasing you?
I'm powering through that shit, nigga. I'm turning into an anime character. Fuck all this unhealthy shit. That shit literally is going to, if something is chasing me, fuck all that, nigga.
I'm ditching the bike. Low-key, I want to ditch the bike.
Well,
I feel like I'm faster on
it. It depends on what's chasing me. Because if it makes sense for me to stay on the bike, I'll stay on the bike. But if it makes sense for me to, first off, depending on what's chasing me, I'm going to pick that fucking bike up and I'm going to hit you with it.
All right. So it's 12 raccoons chasing you.
Yeah. I'm hitting them bitches. I feel like I could outrun on a bike.
I can't do that.
Nah. 12.
And even with the bike, if I needed to, I can fight off 12 fucking raccoons.
No, you're not fighting off.
Raccoons are fucking insane.
Yeah.
And they are. And don't get me wrong, because I'm not saying, like, I have a fear of raccoons. Raccoons scare the fuck out of me. They ain't no hoes. Yeah.
But he like cats.
I fuck with cats. Cats are kind. Cats are decent.
And
cats are different from fucking raccoons.
They're damn near the same animal. Raccoons and cats are damn near the same.
I tortured some cats in my day.
See?
Don't be.
Say that shit.
Peter, I done
fuck Peter
now.
I
done tortured the
fuck
niggas. You would have known what I used to do as a kid. So it was this like stray cat that used to come, like, just always come, like, on my porch. So I got some perfume. Put it on my head.
Hell yeah.
And I put it on his nose.
What is wrong with you, Sharice?
He was going crazy. And everybody was like, Maurice, why would you do that? I was like, I fucking hate cats.
I don't like cats.
Like, my sister, roommate had a cat, and they used to just always be around. And we had got the vacuum, started just chasing him. He was running up the things. That shit was.
This should be
I don't
fun.
Fuck with cats.
Do y'all know that's one of the first signs of being a serial killer or
like torturing animals?
Yeah.
I only torture cats though.
I ain't gonna lie.
You think it's better?
I love dogs though. You would never see me torture.
Motherfucker,
I tortured
mice. Jeffrey Dahmer was only torturing black gay men.
Cats, gay men.
But what I'm saying is that's how they start. I'm only torturing cats. Then next thing you know, I'm only torturing people who own cats.
That's an extreme.
I would never
jump.
Do that. I did tell a friend, like, she just recently got a cat, and I told her, like, I would never come to your house ever again.
Cats are sneaky.
Because, like, she don't want to put them up, and, like, cats are very sneaky.
Cats don't be bothering no fucking body.
They be in your fucking food, drink. They be sitting on fucking stoves and shit.
You know
that's
how, like, you
white people cats. You got to have black cats. You got to teach your cat, like, hey, we are a black household. We don't do these things.
You can't train a cat.
Yes, you can.
You can't train a fucking cat.
You can teach a cat. We don't go on the stove. We don't go up here where it's food at.
They don't give a fuck.
A damn. A damn.
As soon as you leave, they are over the bitches.
I think y'all were kind of grooming yourselves to be serial killers.
But that's what I'm saying. I seen this TikTok. This guy was filming his child, right? Mm-hmm. But he was like, hey, buddy, you don't think that's, I need you to stop doing that. And he would, like, bondage the, like, an Elmo or whatever, uh-huh. and, like, bondage them up, like, tape their mouths on, like, shit like that.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, like, he was like, I think it's time to stop playing like this mm-hmm. because yeah. this is not okay, shit like that.
Yeah.
But that is scary as fuck. I mean, as a kid, like, I did, like, mice and shit like that. Like, I kill a mouse.
Nah, you did some...
Yeah, I did. I've done some wild shit. You know,
he was torturing them fucking mice. It wasn't even just killing, like, oh, I need y'all out of here. It was like you said, that shit was a game for you.
But I've learned. I'm not a serial killer, though. I think it's a 50-50. Yeah. I think it's
and
a 50-50 thing.
You got to kind of wait until the moment you die to determine whether or not you're a serial killer.
Until you smell something under them floors, then you'll be like, nah, it's been
what, picking up them.
What would y'all do if y'all did, like, your kid did have signs of, like, just, like,
I'm putting them motherfuckers in therapy.
And put it down.
To an extent. To an extent. Once it get to a certain point, it is hard to, like, really help kids and, like, really turn you away from this because motherfucker, what happened to you to make you this way? What did I do? What did I do wrong? Yeah. And then how did you get like this? And again, once you get to a certain point, it's really no way to, like, turn that off for them.
Yeah.
If it's anybody that will be a fucking serial killer, it would be Vince.
It's not me.
It will fucking be you. Yes.
It would be
nigga, I am
wrong.
Too loud and boisterous. You watch so much thrillers, horrors, people like, and slashers, you're a prime suspect.
I'm not a prime
you
suspect.
You are.
Literally, just because I'm watching this shit and because I view it, that makes me literally less of a suspect.
You makes you a
you
fucking killer.
You would be a suspect. You,
I don't know.
To watch a horror movie, you would know it's not the motherfucker who would be the obvious person. You're the obvious
I've person. Literally witnessed you watch a movie and was like, why would you do that? Why would you do this? You need to do this. If he was going to make this crime, he should have did this X, Y, and Z.
Cause some shit be simple. It'd be like, why would you? Why if you gonna kill your fucking family? Why wait till y'all on vacation?
You're a fucking
Jeffrey
killer.
Dahmer used to turn on Exorcist.
Exactly.
That is not funny. What the fuck? What the fuck?
Every single day I'm fighting.
What the fuck?
Oh, shit.
Not turning on Exorcist.
He used to turn on the Exorcist before he killed
that
people.
Is true.
And make them watch it. Like, he like, come on, let's watch a movie. Well, that's fucking insane.
How are you? Because I feel like
I know
you
we did.
Ask
we
me
did.
How okay, I'm doing, yeah. And we get into me, and then we don't ever
get into me.
I mean, everybody get into me.
Do you want me? Do you want me like that?
No, I've been cool. I've been on the scene. I've been dating. I've been doing my thing. I was on a date and somebody asked me. She was like, not somebody. She asked me. She was like, you don't give me. You eat fruit. And that
damn
that blew the fuck out of me. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I'm like
dirty. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
I have. It was just like, I don't want to call you out your name, ma'am. But goddamn, like that was like. What the fuck? Actually, I got 5 different flavored fruits. I just had a fruit salad the other fucking day. Motherfucker.
Why does she say it look like you don't eat fruit?
Because I think we was talking. I can't give too much because it's going to give away who it is. But we was talking.
Do y'all know who he be fucking with?
Right. No, but people be fucking nosy, bro.
Don't nobody be fucking nosy. Don't nobody be in your business, bro.
They don't. If we be getting like 40 views, you right.
Put it in the comments if you know.
But we had a conversation about fruit. I forgot how it sprung up. But I was like, yeah, what's your favorite fruit? On some random shit like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that person was telling me like grapes and shit like that. And I was like, all right, cool. That's, you know, smooth. But she was like, you don't look like you eat fruit.
You the butt, bitch.
She said you look like a fucking carnivore.
Right. I'm like, but I don't really eat fruit. So she was right on the money. I don't, like, I eat it.
I can see why she said that.
Oh, why? You motherfucker. I would like to know.
You stepped up to the plate to play devil's advocate. Why?
Because mm-hmm. Philly niggas are like real rugged. Mm. Just real like.
That's crazy.
Rough around the edges.
You know what?
I can see why she said
some fruit
that
would help him.
And he just and then Nas like does like nasty shit, just fart in front of you and just do nasty shit. So it would be like, you know, it don't smell like fruit.
Smell like beef jerky in this motherfucker.
So yeah,
smell like an old carcass.
That's probably why she said that.
Y'all are slow as fuck.
Yeah, so she but the day was cool. I don't know, life has been, it's been cool, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Not like, oh, I'm so hurt. That's why I'm like, you know, y'all might get some episodes later eventually, like, you know, she was the one. But right now I'm chilling. I'm in limbo right now. Like, I have not wanted, like, I don't know, it's just been more space. I learned about bed rotting.
What?
Bed rotting. So it's like, it's, so they're trying to do a trend on people's depression, mm-hmm, and calling it bed rotting.
I can see that. That's what, when you sit in a bed for like months on end.
You sit in a bed, you have food in your room, mm-hmm, like you let it mold.
Ew.
It's called bed rotting. Yeah. I be bed rotting sometimes. I'm not gonna
see,
lie.
That's why you don't eat fruit.
Yeah. I be bed rotting though.
People who don't eat fruit do that.
But when I be trying to clean it up, mm-mm. Mm-mm. It don't work. It don't work. And then so I was bad. Just, I'm recovering from being sick, so.
I can't leave food in my room at all.
When this nigga be sick, he's the most dramatic fucking person ever. It's like, the nigga literally, one minute, yeah, I got a head cold, I'm good as long as I'm moving and shit. Next minute, when do y'all want to go get me some soup from CVS or something, crackers. Nigga, you got a fucking head cold. Shut the fuck up and go get it yourself.
So we gonna play this game.
All damn. Right?
So it was a nice, beautiful, sunny day. Mm-hmm. Me and Vince, we driving and we going to get food. So we go to Wendy's and stuff like that. You know, Vince is always a passenger driver. Mm-hmm. So we in the drive-thru, we coming back home, and we see this driver. Like, I guess it was a woman.
Oh.
It's a woman. And she was just driving a little crazier in front of us.
I'm a black Karen.
So she hits the curb a little bit.
Mm-hmm. No, it was before she even hit the curb.
No, she hits the curb a little bit.
Because you're skipping part of the story. What the fuck did we see first?
I think she cut us off.
No, she cut somebody else off first from across the street. She's coming down. She cuts in front of somebody crazy as fuck at the light. And mm-hmm, we both looking like, what the fuck is wrong with this lady?
And so when we got behind her, she bumped the curb a little bit. Mm-hmm. And Vis was like, call 911. And in my head, I'm like, he got to be playing. Like, mm-hmm, he not for real. And he literally said, hey, Siri, call 911. And it says, yes, operator, what's your emergency? It's a lady in front of us. And she looks like she's believed to be drunk. So I'm driving. And I'm like, all right, let me go with it. So I'm driving so he can see her license plate.
He was for it. This nigga was all for it.
And she goes to her license plate. He reads off the license plate and shit. Mm-hmm. And then he gets off the phone. He said, I do this all the time. Like, I'm
okay, so look. Let me explain myself. So look, I don't just be calling the police randomly on people, but nigga, if you
You do.
You do. Cut me off while I'm driving. Bitch, it's up for you. It's up. I'm sorry. I'm working on my anger management, and this is how I'm dealing with it. No, because I got real bad, real rage, and instead of me doing some shit that can harm myself, I'm calling the police on you. And I'm not doing it just because you cut me off or some shit. But if you acting like a reckless driver,
how many times have you did this?
I've called about 3 or 4 times. I ain't gonna lie.
That's not on. That's
I ain't gonna lie. Look,
that's 3 or 4 call, times. The way he called
crazy and, shit. I called twice, literally back to back. One time, because one time I'm getting off of work. This nigga scoots from, like, you know how the freeway, there'll be like 4 lanes, and then there's a not even, it's not a fucking lane, but it's like the midway part.
Yeah.
The nigga cuts through the midway part to hop in front of us, and he's still jumping like. The nigga is playing chicken on the fucking road, jumping in front of cars to get to where you need mm-hmm. to be. Obviously, you in a rush. You need somebody to slow you down. Let me help. Hello, 911. Next, I'm driving down that same fucking street. This fucking pickup truck. I hate pickup trucks, and I hate white people when they drive them bitches. I'm not going to lie. White men, to be exact. Because y'all niggas, it's something about that screams racism. Being in them big-ass Dodge Ram trucks, and y'all motherfuckers think y'all about to be bullies on the road. This bitch get behind me. I'm doing 80 on 70. That You're point. Not going to try to force me to go faster. So the nigga get behind me. He on my ass. I go down to 65. We go just take our time. The nigga still on my ass. So then he go over because that's my thing. Just go over. It's open lanes. If the lanes is open, nigga, you better take them. The nigga comes over and he almost clips my car. Once you almost clip my car, I got to call the police on you.
He's dangerous.
You're being dangerous. And it wasn't on no like... little ass, like, oh, this nigga just cut in front. Nah, bitch, you almost just fucked my shit up. So now I got to 911.
I know they be so annoyed. They be like, did he hit you? You be right. Like, no. They be like, what the fuck are you going right.
Because this nigga almost clipped me, and it's better for y'all to come get him before I.
They not finna come for an almost right. situation.
See.
They be like, this nigga Vince calling again. Yo, who going to take this?
And I do be worried. I be worried that they going to be like, hey, are you the same person that called the other day?
They going to block the hell out of you.
My thing is, though. Because either y'all give me the shit that Mario Kart had where I can just throw that shit out there, or when I get a gun, I'm going to start shooting niggas. That's what it's
he did say that multiple times. That's why.
And so,
he's a serial killer.
I'm not a serial killer. But I just know my anger, and I know that being on the road and a motherfucker trying to be a bully on the road mm-hmm. is going to turn me into a killer on the road.
A road rage massacre.
And now, this is what we're saying.
You cut him off on the road, he's going to be at your house to kill you and torture you.
No, it was a movie like that. It was a movie like that where Kurt Russell, that nigga was. Mm-hmm.
I've seen that.
He was a serial. He wasn't even a serial killer. He was just killing motherfuckers. So, but
yeah, I've seen that.
Don't cut me off. Just let that be a warning. And then I work for, like, you know, nonprofits and shit. So I can't be. I used to have shit on my car that said, bitch, don't come too close if you do this and that. I can't have that on my car no more because when I show up to these houses and these families, they need to know that I'm safe.
These are the signs.
Listen.
So I could have went my whole life, my whole entire life, without knowing that Carl Winslow was doing the fucking bending during them Diddy allegations.
What?
Yes.
I did not hear about that. What the fuck? Carl Winslow? Good times? Good times? Family matters.
That's disgusting.
Nigga. Oh, so you doing the bending.
That's just like, nigga, that is the last nigga I would have ever thought in my mind.
Can you expand on this? I did not hear shit about this. What?
Yes, bro. They said, like, I got to look it up, but they said
the
Carl.
Where the fuck was y'all even at to even be doing something like that?
Let me look it up. Carl
but
Winslow.
I heard Carl Winslow was gay.
He was gay?
Yeah, I heard he was gay.
I never thought he was gay. Well, now this picture, look, this picture kind of give him like.
Yeah.
It's bitch.
Dude, look like. Let me tell you something, bitch.
That nigga walked up to Diddy like, do you want me? Do you want me like that?
Y'all gotta stop.
Oh my gosh. But Diddy, you a wild nigga, though. You a wild nigga.
I got a quote. That shit said, everybody know me. I'm a goofy ass nigga. I'm funny and stuff like that. So I hear a nigga just,
oh.
Look, bro, honestly, me and my friends use nigger too much.
Whoa. No, you.
I don't use that. Don't throw us in the boat.
I'm sorry. That shit said, so I hear a nigga just wearing out some shit. I'm like, who's wearing this bitch out? Continued Cannon. He claimed to have kicked in the door. After that, what did he see thereafter? Kick in the door. Nigga, I seen Carl's Winslow. Carl Winslow out. His head up. I swear to God, on my dead homie. That's what he said.
Do you know how freaky you gotta be to fuck Carl Winslow?
Bro, that shit seemed like it would be in a movie or some crazy shit. Bro,
it looked like it would be in a parody.
That is so, like, how did we get to these points?
Diddy is nasty as hell.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's a weird ass fantasy. Even if that's true, that's a weird ass combination of people.
If it's a fantasy, that's even crazier.
Because it's like, I've never heard a woman, like, I've heard women say, like, oh, Uncle Phil is an attractive man. You know, family dads and shit like that. I've never been.
Never heard of Carl Winslow.
Why would he do that?
Diddy wanted it.
Diddy is a Diddy freaky ass.
Take that motherfucker.
Father figure.
That's for real.
That's some nasty.
He said, you going to be my daddy.
With family matters and not,
He said, you going to be my daddy. Yeah, I like how you beat a cop on that show, Daddy.
Theme song go.
He said, sing that fucking song. It's a rare condition.
Hey, put on that police officer outfit.
Put on that police. Arrest me.
I hope that, like, whatever Diddy did do, I do hope he get held accountable for that. I do hope that, like, the people he did assault, like, I hope they get their justice. No matter who it is, man, woman, whatever, if you was a victim of that. No, for real, I really hope you get your justice out of that. And I hope that, like, you know, we don't play around with these people too much, you know, because we can laugh and we can joke, but it's really at their expense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I was saying, like, money and manhood is so, they intertwine and then they have parallels at the same time. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, it's really an amount that people would do. It'd be like, all right, and you can ask a nigga, all right, for $1 billion, would you suck a dick? A niggas might be like, hell no. Nah. Mm-hmm. How long? What I gotta do? It's a limit to the when the money comes into play in that regard. Niggas really would break
like
down some barriers.
A lot of niggas would do it, especially if it's under wrap.
Yeah, they going gun some
gonna
shit.
Nobody gonna know about it. A lot of niggas probably would.
Yeah, it's gonna be a couple niggas gunning some shit.
Because if it's like broadcasting, nigga be like, oh no, I ain't.
You give me $1 billion, bitch, we can do this shit right here. $1 billion.
Oh my God.
Bitch. $1 billion.
Yes,
I'm taking that. I'm breaking generational curses and everything. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh my God. Slow.
Harriet Tubman ain't got shit on me.
That nigga is
Harriet had to run from the south to the north in order to break her
all
people out.
All I had to do was get on my knees.
Open my throat.
5 minute service.
Okay, mama, you ain't had to work no more, mama.
Oh, my gosh.
You do a 5 minute service and boom, you got what you need.
Oh, my gosh. It's about that time where we leave you with a positive message to get through the week. Vince, what's your positive message get through the week?
Is Sharice's turn?
Oh, Sharice, what's your positive message get through the week?
My positive.
Jeez.
Don't be shy.
Okay. My positive message is, let them hoes hoe.
It's always hoes with you.
Let them hoes hoe.
Let them hoes hoe. That's okay. Vince, what's your positive message to get through the week?
I don't know. Pick up
a book.
Not a book. Because motherfuckers don't even know how to read.
But but he want to put a library in the community.
These niggas don't read.
So
again, you would do some other shit. What's a positive message? What's something I've been?
Niggas not positive.
Mm-mm. I am. I'm trying to not give niggas no generic shit though. I'm trying to think of like something that's going to be useful that these niggas can take with them. Positive message to get through the week. You can go.
My positive message is, sometimes shit gonna stink, and it's gonna stink real bad. All you gotta do is flush it. And that's my positive message to get through the week.
I bet that room with Diddy and Carl Winslow.
I bet you that motherfucker was funky.
Ooh, shit.
It was funky. We need to stop having that notion that big niggas stink. It's some big niggas.
I did not.
But but you said it was
that's
funky.
Not what the fuck
like,
I said.
You know what the fuck you be doing. You know what the fuck you be doing,
the
bro.
Worst. I didn't say no shit like that.
He's still reading that shit.
The court doctor.
Bitch. Right.
I don't know. I feel like sometimes we be complaining about shit that be our problem. It'd be shit that we be having going on in our own life that we cause. And so I would say take some time this weekend, reevaluate what's going on in your life and ask yourself how much of it is shit that you're bringing to your own life. And how much of it are you willing to remove from your life? And once you do your tallying up or whatever, you make your decision and you live with it.
He just read that shit off Twitter. I just want y'all to know.
Did I?
He just got that bitch off Twitter. But with that being said, I'm Nas.
I'm Vince.
I'm Miranda.
Are we supposed to be Darren and Patrick? Thank you for being awkward. See you next week.